Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got my very good friend, Mr. Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. Todd's a regular on our show. I wanted to get him on, particularly since we now have, although the Democrats are saying that she's not the border czar. She was never the border czar. But we now have Kamala Harris, who was supposed to address the border issue. I wanted to get him on so that he could talk about this, as well as the other issue. He's got another article about crime and how the liberals are trying to cover it up. Todd, thank you very much. Welcome to the show, my man.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Tell us about how far left is Miss Harris, is Vice President Harris?
Right. Well, as vice president, she, is fairly toned down on rhetoric about the border and her ideology on it. But thankfully, she ran for president in the Democratic primary 2018 and 2019. And she left a very rich trove of material about what she really believes on this. And a content analysis of that material shows that she really was, she really did fall soundly in the extreme far fringe left side of the political spectrum on illegal immigration. Remember, in 2019, and when she was running, the Antifa and Black Lives Matter and, extremist militants were running around doing Occupy ICE campaigns and Abolish ICE and really mucking it up out there in the streets about Trump's policies. And she went full bore in with them. She came out with a campaign platform that was rich with all of their agenda items to dismantle immigration enforcement by ending deportation and ending detention, by eliminating detention centers, which, her people were, that she was appealing to, said were like concentration camps during the Nazi era, and that ICE agents were akin to Nazi brown shirts, and that deportation flights were death flights, and that sort of like really extreme fringe. Well, she went in with all of that. She, without any problem, she came out and said, we are going to completely overhaul ICE. We're going to, she accused ICE in a public hearing of kind of being like the KKK. She said that she was going to, as president, absolutely implement extreme oversight on U.S. Border Patrol. She was going to completely upend everything that we do as a nation for border enforcement, and on and on. And so that's where she really falls. There's a rich, written, published history about exactly where she falls, even though as vice president she toned a lot of that down, and you can expect that she'll definitely try to distance herself from it in a run for presidency. But she believes this stuff.
That is really, really, I mean, it's very, very disturbing, particularly how the media covers for her. There was an article in Newsweek that actually said that she was tough on the border issue. They cited that how she had gone down to Central America to address root causes. In the meantime, I guess people are just pouring again across in Eagle Pass at that point.
Well, right. I mean, she embraces, and the Democrats embrace, root causes ideology because it's nation building. We have to rebuild these nations and invest in them so that nobody there wants to leave. they'll become so great that everybody will want to stay, even if that takes 30 or 50 years. But that in the meantime, while we're building it up, they can just flow over the border at will with no... So root causes is kind of like this distraction over here, flashy glitter over here, while you're letting everybody in. So it's just a fig leaf for letting everybody in. And it also doesn't work at all. Root causes has been tried in Europe for 40 years now. And there are all sorts of studies that conclude it never worked anywhere that they've ever tried it. It doesn't work. So here we are, you know, allowing people like Harris and Biden and other leftists, you know, just come out and say without pushback that root causes is real and can actually work as a policy. But it's just failed everywhere it's ever been tried. It's a complete failure.
Yep.
So that's kind of where she wants to campaign as president on root causes. She's going to be in trouble because, you know, empirically it just doesn't work. It's a fraud.
Now, the other thing is that there's a real push, particularly in light of all of the murders that have been committed and the crimes that have been committed by illegal aliens lately. There's a real push by the left, by the liberals, to claim that there's very little crime committed by illegal aliens, that illegal aliens are not really responsible for crime. Your thoughts?
Right. So every time you see reporting about illegal alien crime, and it's fairly widespread now, at least the coverage of it, the antidote politically for that argument, to defeat that argument, is to say, well, studies show that Americans commit more crime than illegal aliens, so stop worrying about the illegal aliens and just, you know, worry about your own crime, you know, your American citizen crime. And my column about that, my argument, I posted an argument about this, which is sort of an unusual take, I grant you that, is that academically speaking, these two groups should never ever have been compared because they're just too different.
Exactly.
How somebody came up with this idea that you would compare illegal alien crime to American crime is beyond me. I don't even know what the history of that is, but it happens all the time. It's in the New York Times, the New York Post, on all the big networks. Don't worry about illegal alien crime. And my argument is that the whole, you know, comparison studies industry is unmoored from anything actually academic. It's invalid. It's totally invalid because the American crime we're sort of stuck with. We can't really do a whole lot more beyond what the police and criminal justice can do with it. But illegal alien crime is 100% extra, an addition, because it's all preventable with this infrastructure, this vast other infrastructure of deportation and detention and, you know, deterrence policies that are in Boston law, where nobody coming from a foreign country should even be here to commit crime. And so therefore it's all 100% extra. And the same sort of infrastructure can never prevent a single American crime, American citizen crime. And so that the difference between the two groups is just Grand Canyon sized. They should never have been compared. And Republicans and border hawks and people who are, you know, finding that they are being defeated by this should come right out and just say that there is no comparison to be made. It's wrong. You can't, these studies are all wrong by even bothering to compare. They should disengage completely from this and just focus, concentrate laser beam like on the question of whether American leadership is exercising the laws to prevent, block, stop, and deport illegal immigrants. That's all that matters. To what degree are we implementing the law so that we can prevent crime against our citizens. All of it, 100% extra.
I love it. My friend, we're going to let you go. Tell the folks where they can follow you.
That's right. Go to toddbensman.com and you can find my newsletter. Sign up for it for free. And you can also follow me there at X and Truth Social, Getter, and LinkedIn.
You got it. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with my good friend, Mr. Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies, an expert and great friend. Thank you very, very much, Todd.
Thank you.
Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.